Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie. We're going traveling, Tom.
I'm so excited. Where are we going today?
We're going to Brazil.
Brazil?
Have you been? That's a long flight.
That's going to take at least 20 hours to get over there. I hate long flights. I'd rather watch YouTube videos about Brazil than actually go there in person.
Oh, we're just going to talk about it. We don't really get to travel, which is so sad.
True.
I love traveling.
Yeah, it would be quite expensive to travel all the way to Brazil, but we're also going to be talking about the fact that the HIV virus it's there like it is in other countries, and they have to fight prejudices there.
Uh-huh.
People who are infected with HIV, and you know, a lot of people think that, oh, you can't go near them, you're going to get AIDS if you do.
Yeah.
And or, you know, you can't hug them or anything,
they just don't know.
Yeah, it's ignorance basically. So they're trying to fight this prejudice there by doing something with posters there.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, Americans used to feel the same way. I remember when Magic Johnson, a very famous basketball player, said he had AIDS, HIV, and people were like, ooh, don't even talk to him, you might get infected.
Don't even call him on the phone.
But we learned a lot because of Magic Johnson. He was so popular that we talked about HIV more, and we now understand you can't get it by just hanging out with these folks. So they're trying to do the same thing and educate the population in Brazil. We're going to read through our article, and then we'll be back to talk about some of these words. White posters decorate the trees and buildings along the streets of Sao Paulo, Brazil. It is an ordinary sight for any city. But what makes these posters unique is that each contains a drop of HIV-positive blood. Created by the advertising company, Olgovi Brazil, which worked together with the Life Support Group organization, this campaign is seeking to provide information to break down the infamous reputation surrounding HIV. Since HIV can't survive for long outside the human body, the posters are safe to touch, just as someone affected with HIV is. Sadly, many people aren't familiar with facts about the disease. Indeed, those living with HIV find themselves bearing not only the weight of the virus, but also society's prejudice against those who have it. Micaela, an AIDS patient, remembers being treated as though she were a bomb when she was growing up. Apart from how people handle the subject of HIV and those blinded by fear, others want to pretend it's not a part of their lives. When people read the poster, however, they are forced to confront this issue. When they do, surprisingly, most people not only touch the drop of blood on the poster, but also hug the HIV and AIDS patients standing next to it. Today, misconceptions about HIV and AIDS are still common. Some people think that they can get HIV from being around people who are HIV positive. Others are afraid that the virus can be spread through hugging, kissing, sharing toilet seats, or even from mosquito bites. None of these beliefs are true. Some believe a person who's heterosexual can't get HIV. This is also false. However, it's important to remember that with proper treatment, an HIV-positive person can lead a long, productive life. Only with the spread of correct education and information can we fight the stigma that people hold about the illness.
Okay, let's talk about today's lesson in detail, shall we? Here we go. And the title here says, Brazil's HIV-positive posters strive to fight prejudices. So we've got these posters in Brazil, and they are actually HIV-positive in a sense. Now, if you strive to do something, that means you make a lot of effort to achieve some kind of goal. You strive to get good grades in school, for example. You strive to make the basketball team, etc. So here, these posters really want to fight prejudices. A prejudice, as a countable noun, just means it's an idea that you have about something ahead of time before you actually do any research about it, before you actually experience it for yourself. So here in Taiwan, people might have prejudices about people from other countries, some ideas they have about these people, and they haven't met them yet. And, you know, we as Americans, we certainly have prejudices about people in other parts of the world as well. But evidently in the world, there are these prejudices that people have about HIV, which causes AIDS.
So we've got these white posters that are decorating the trees and buildings along the streets of the city of Sao Paulo, Brazil. So we've got posters, those big white pieces of paper that you can put up and advertise or promote something. You'll often see posters at school or, you know, on buildings. I like to put up posters if I have a concert, things like that. They put them on trees and buildings, and you can see them quite a bit in Sao Paulo. It's an ordinary sight for any city. Most cities have tons of posters. If it's ordinary, it's something you see all the time. But what makes these posters unique or special is that each one contains a drop of HIV-positive blood. So they went to somebody who is HIV-positive, got some blood from them, and they've put a drop of blood on all the posters.
Wow, so these posters are commonplace. They're ordinary in any city, but these posters are very unique. Unique here means very special, one of a kind, especially if it's only one of its kind. Hey, you're a very unique person. There's no one like you in the world.
We say that about Tom.
Well, we could say that about anybody. Everybody is special. And, of course, what is unique or special about these posters is that each one contains a drop. A drop, you know, a little bit of something, like a drop of water or a drop of blood. In this case, it's a drop of blood that is HIV positive. It's actually got the HIV virus in there. Wow.
Now, it was created by the advertising company that's called Ogilvy. Ogilvy is a huge advertising firm all around the world. This particular branch is located in Brazil, so they're Ogilvy Brazil. If you're an advertising company, you come up with ways to promote a product or even educate a group of people about an idea. So they came up with this idea, and they've worked together with an organization called the Life Support Group. And these two groups together came up with this campaign. And this campaign is seeking, or this is their goal, they're seeking to provide information to break down the infamous reputation surrounding HIV. So if you seek to do something, that becomes your goal or your purpose. You can also seek for somebody, which means you look for somebody, but they're trying to accomplish their goal of making everybody more aware of what HIV really is and get people who are less afraid to, you know, to hang out with people who are HIV positive or who have AIDS. Infamous is the opposite of famous for a good reason. If you're infamous, you are well known, but for doing something bad or something illegal, criminals are often referred to as being infamous.
Right, and HIV has an infamous reputation. It's so well known. It's pretty famous for bad reasons. Your reputation, of course, is what other people believe about you or the opinions that they have about someone or something. You always want to have a good reputation if you're in the business world. Hey, John, he's got a good reputation in the business world. If you want to invest in the stock market, you should go talk to him. Lots of people say good things about him. He's got a good reputation. But here we have a bad or infamous reputation which surrounds HIV. To surround means to encircle something, to be around something on all sides. In this case, it just means the reputation that HIV has all over the place. Everybody seems to have this idea about HIV, which again is the human immunodeficiency virus.
Yeah, that's why we use HIV, because the real name is so long and hard for so many people to say. Let's look at the next paragraph, guys. Since HIV can't survive for long outside the human body, that virus, once it leaves the body, dies very quickly. That's what they're trying to say there. The posters are safe to touch. Remember, they have a drop of blood on them. Just as, and this is what we're comparing it to, just as someone affected with HIV is. Notice we're not using infected with, but we're using the verb affect. If you're affected with something, it just means it's influenced you, you've been touched by it. So it's somebody who perhaps has HIV, but again, it's interesting that they chose to use affected and not infected. You could use infected as well.
Right. Well, infect means you actually have it in your bloodstream, but affected means it has affected your whole life. Maybe you've lost friends and stuff like that.
Or maybe it's in your family, you know, and you don't have it directly. Yeah.
Or with your friends or whatever, your social group or something. So, of course, people with HIV are affected by this virus, but the blood is still safe to touch. So it's kind of making a point here because once it gets outside the body, it can't survive for long. Well, sadly, many people aren't familiar with facts about the disease. Okay, most of us don't really know much about it. It is a relatively new disease, although I think it's actually been around for quite some time. It wasn't until the 1980s that it started to make headlines because people were dying of this mysterious disease. Most of us are still ignorant about this disease, and that's what this campaign is trying to stop. It's trying to stop that ignorance. So indeed, those living with HIV find themselves bearing not only the weight of the virus itself, but also society's prejudice against those who have it. So they've got two problems here they have to bear or put up with or endure. The problems that the virus is causing for their body, but also they need to bear or put up with or endure the prejudice that people have against the disease that they have.
Yeah, and they're talking about the virus, of course. We get sick through viruses. They're little tiny microorganisms that get into our body. A cold is caused by a virus. Mm-hmm. And so HIV is as well. So they have to kind of bear the weight of the prejudice that they face in their own society. Here's an example. We like to take a real person and use them as an example, and that's what they're doing here. Micaela is an AIDS patient, so she has already gone from HIV positive into having AIDS, so she is sick. She's a patient, meaning she's getting treatment from doctors, and she remembers being treated as though she were a bomb when she was growing up. People were afraid of her, would probably walk around a longer way just to avoid running into her at school, perhaps, because they were afraid of her.
They were afraid of her. Sometimes I feel that way myself walking in the streets of Taipei.
Because you're so big, yeah.
Kind of big. People are sometimes afraid of me. And so in this case, though, she felt like she was a bomb, or maybe she felt like she was radioactive or something. Yeah. People were trying to avoid her when she was growing up, so you can imagine that she was probably pretty lonely. Apart from how people handle the subject of HIV and those blinded by fear, others want to pretend it's not a part of their lives. So this is in addition to how people handle the subject of HIV and those blinded by fear, well, some people want to pretend it's not part of their lives. So this is kind of introducing us to three problems. People don't handle the subject of HIV well. They don't know a lot about it. So when they come in contact with people who have it, they act kind of strange, so they can't handle the subject.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there are those who are blinded by fear. Well, you know, they say HIV is not that bad if you're around those people, but I don't want to take any chances. I'm really scared, so I'm just gonna avoid everything that there has to do with HIV. I am blinded by fear. If you're blinded, you can't see both literally and figuratively.
Yeah, you can't see the truth because your fear is overwhelming you. So others want to pretend it's not a part of their lives. If you pretend something, you act in a way that gives people the idea that something is the case when it's not. So you're faking something or you're acting as if something's true and it's not. So others want to pretend or just, you know, think, hey, it has nothing to do with me. Actually, I'm sure all of us know someone in our big circle of friends and coworkers and classmates who is affected by HIV at least. Now, when people read the poster, they're forced to confront the issue. We're going to talk more about that. But right now, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要探讨的主题跟艾滋病有关。城市呢是巴西圣保罗的街道。我们来看一下，它用白色的海报点缀着这个城市。一般来讲，可能是一个再平常也不过的景色了。第一个空格的句子 ，But blank one makes these posters unique is that.Each contains a drop of HIV-positive blood. 在这里比较特别的呢，是你可以看得到每一张海报上面呢，都包含着一滴 HIV 阳性的血液。考考同学的文法观念，你会发现在 but 后面的句子呢，有两个动词 mix 跟 is， 以及 that 后面又连接了一个子句。一个句子只能有一个动词，所以很明显的这里应该是有一个形容词子句。在这里真正的动词是 is， 而主词呢我们就选择 D 选项的 what。 What 就等于 the thing which， 或者是 all that， 也就是呢 the thing which makes these posters unique， 使得这些海报特别的这一件事情 isThat， 所以第一题考文法的概念，正确答案为 D， What。 原来呢，这是由巴西的奥美广告公司所发起的一个活动。我们来看一下这一段的最后一句的后半段。 This campaign is seeking to provide information to blank to the infamous reputation surrounding HIV。 这个活动呢，正在寻求来提供资讯，用来怎么样 HIV 的这样子恶劣名声。第二题 A 选项 run out 用完耗尽， B break down 打破， C make up 组成， D put off拖延。其实这个活动呢，就是要打破这个 HIV 不好的名声。所以第二题搭配文意，正确答案我们就选 B break down。 在第二段提到艾滋病毒没有办法在人体外面长时间的存活，但是很多人却不能够理解。所以在第三个空格的句子里面就提到 Many people aren't familiar blank three facts about the disease。 这要考考同学咯，跟什么熟悉，我们用的是 be familiar with。 所以第三题正确答案选 A with。 很遗憾的是，许多人并不清楚跟这个疾病有关的一些事实。 IndeedThose living with HIV find themselves bearing not only the weight of the virus, but also society's blank four against those who have it. 的确呢，那些带有着 HIV 的人呢，会发现他们自己承受 bearing 在这里就是有承受忍受的，不仅是 the weight of the virus 这个病毒所带来的重担，同时也背负着社会对于 HIV 患者的什么呢？第四题 A 选项 guarantee 保证， B expectation 期待， C prejudice 偏见， D tolerance 忍受。在这里搭配的介系词是 against， 那么他们同时还要承受的是社会对于他们的偏见。所以第四题搭配文意，我们答案选 C prejudice。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about how HIVis kind of a problem in Brazil for people who have it. People have the wrong idea about people who have HIV, and this poster campaign in Brazil is trying to change those prejudices. Now, we have this poster again. It's got a drop of blood that is HIV positive on the poster, and when people read the poster, when they look at it and read what it has to say, however, they're forced to confrontThis issue. If you confront something, you meet that thing face to face because you need to solve that problem. Of course, nowadays people don't like confrontation. They don't like conflict or having arguments with people. So they kind of disappear. You know, they might erase all their friends from Facebook or change schools or something like that. But if you're really brave, if you're a man and you've got guts, you will confront this issue. You will face it head on. And solve it right away.
Okay, guys, let's continue with this. When they do confront the issue or face up to it or deal with it directly, most people not only touch the blood that's on the poster, remember there's a little bit or a drop of blood, but they also hug the HIV and AIDS patient standing next to it. So they not only have posters to communicate the message of this campaign, they've also invited HIV positive and AIDS patients to be there by the poster so that they perhaps can explain a little bit more and tell their side of the story to the people who see these posters and have questions.
And those people will learn their lesson. They'll suddenly realize the error of their ways, and they'll suddenly feel this big burst of emotion, and they'll give those patients a big hug and say, I'm sorry, we've been treating you so horribly for so long. Now, here in the last paragraph, it says, today, misconceptions about HIV and AIDS are still common. A misconception is just simply a misunderstanding that you have about something. It's incorrect because you don't have enough information, or it's based on wrong thinking or understanding. It's based on prejudice and stuff like that. So yes, lots of people have these misconceptions about HIV, which we'll actually tell you about as this paragraph continues.
Yeah, I love this word misconception because mis means wrong and concept is an idea, so wrong ideas. It's pretty easy. Now, some people think they can get HIV just from being around people who are HIV positive. We felt like that in America for a long time, but now people understand. Others are afraid that the virus can be spread through hugging, kissing, sharing toilet seats, I've heard that, or even from mosquito bites. Mosquitoes don't carry HIV. They carry other things, carry other diseases, so be careful of those mosquitoes. I know dengue fever is a big topic in Taiwan.
Yep,
that comes from mosquitoes, right. Well, none of these ideas or these beliefs are true. You can't get HIV from hugging someone. So you just need to know what's true and what's false. And sometimes people hear rumors and they believe them. And so then they're afraid of HIV positive people or even AIDS patients.
Indeed. And none of these beliefs are true, of course, as you said. And some believe a person who's heterosexual can't get HIV. Some people actually believe that. In the beginning, I thought lots of people thought that only gay people can get that. Homosexual is gay. Heterosexual is man and woman. And some people think, well, if you're, you know, a regular person and you're heterosexual, you won't get HIV. Don't worry about that. But we know, of course, that you indeed can get it in different ways.
We found that out when a little boy named, I think, Ryan had a blood transfusion, and he was like 8 years old. He had a blood issue. Suddenly, he became HIV positive.
Oh, no.
And we learned then that you could get it through blood transfusions.
And other ways.
Yeah, other ways,
You might have
too.
To do some research and figure out exactly how it is transmitted.
Pregnant moms breastfeeding can give their babies HIV.
Indeed, that's possible, too.
Yeah.
However, it's important to remember that with proper treatment, an HIV-positive person can lead a long, productive life. So, of course, if you have a disease, you are given treatment, which means the doctor gives you certain kinds of medicine or gives you some kind of therapy, physical therapy or whatever.
Something that helps.
Something that tries to cure you of your disease, or if you can't cure it, to make you feel more comfortable or to make you live longer. And this is very possible because, of course, Magic Johnson is still very much alive, and he was diagnosed way back in when? 1988 or 1989?
No, I think it was the early 90s.
Okay, well, somewhere way back in time, and he's still with us, and I guess he's still living a productive life, which means you're able to make a contribution to society. You're not just lying in a sick bed every day doing nothing, probably feeling guilty about that. And this way, you can be part of society and make a contribution.
This is something my mom would always say to us. Hey, can't you be a little bit more productive, kids? If you're productive, you get things done. You produce something. You don't just sit around and, you know, play video games all day. You actually accomplish something. You're productive. And like Tom mentioned, Magic Johnson's probably the most famous person to get HIV. He's been very productive. He has a lot of different businesses that he runs, and he's actually quite healthy. His HIV never did develop into AIDS, and that's important. No, the next sentence says, only with the spread of correct education and information can we fight the stigma that people hold about the illness? So only if we do the things that follow can we avoid that stigma that some people place on those who have HIV or have AIDS. A stigma is sort of a mark of disgrace that you put on somebody because they're associated with something in particular. So a stigma is like taking a big marker and marking somebody with a big red S. You know, stay away from this person. That's what a stigma is. And you want to avoid doing that to anybody, actually, because that just makes life very hard for them. Try to be more understanding.
Indeed. And hopefully this campaign will accomplish that goal. And hopefully people with HIV and AIDS in Brazil will feel happier now that people understand their situation a little better. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Our Chinese teacher would like to add a few things right now.
第五个空格前面提到，当这些人阅读海报的时候，当然也就被迫呢，要来面对这样子的议题。第五个空格的句子提到 ,When they do blank five, most people not only touch the drop of blood on the poster, but also hug the HIV and AIDS patients standing next to it. 当人们阅读海报，他们的反应是不仅有些人会去摸摸海报上的这滴血液，那么同时也会拥抱呢站在他们身旁的这些 HIV 或者是艾滋病的患者。而这样子呢，在阅读前跟阅读后的结果是非常令人吃惊的。所以第五题 A 选项的 surprisingly 令人惊讶的，来表示人们因为有一些不同的想法而做出不一样的改变， A 就是我们的正确答案。而其他的选项 B frequently 频繁地， C accidentally 意外地， D originally 原本地，都不符合文意。第六题，Today, misconceptions about HIV and AIDS are still blank six. 很遗憾的是呢，到了今天，有关于 HIV 跟艾滋病的这种错误观念 misconception 仍然是怎么样的？后面呢就提到了，人们还是会觉得呢有一些错误的想法，觉得身旁有人有 HIV， 他也可能会被传染。那么这样子的错误的想法是怎么样的 ？A. additional 额外的 ，B. common 常见的 ，C. reasonable 合理的 ，D. sufficient 足够的。你会发现这种错误的看法到处都是，也是很普遍常见的。所以第六题的标准答案就选 B。第七个。Only with the spread of correct education and information, blank seven, fight the stigma that people hold about the illness. 只有透过呢散播正确的教育跟资讯，我们才能够对抗人们对疾病加诸在他身上的污名。这里要考同学的文法观念是 only when。Only if 或是 only 后面加上一个片语呢，那后面的主要句子就要倒装，就透过这样的方法，我们才能够跟这种错误的想法来对抗。所以搭配文意，第七题的标准答案我们就选 D, can we? 以上呢就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Hey guys, thanks for joining us, and we hope you learned a whole lot more about HIV and AIDS and how it's very hard to actually infect somebody else. Be kind to those around you. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.